It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. It's been a wet week in the Bay Area with more scattered showers expected this afternoon. Among the areas which have received the most rainfall so far, parts of Marin and Sonoma counties. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub joins us from San Anselmo, where he says businesses that straddle the Corte Madera Creek are keeping a close eye on it. Jeffrey?
They sure are. You know, Rebecca, the Corte Madera Creek flows directly next to and underneath many stores here in San Anselmo, and it's flooded its banks three times in 30 years, twice placing the downtown under several feet of water. I spoke with Gail. She works downtown, and she was standing on a bridge right over the creek.
It depends on how much rain we get, but that creek is getting pretty full already.
The creek is nowhere near flood stage at this point, but it's a reminder. Wayne Filippo lives in the downtown.
We're happy for the rain. We needed the rain. We went from summer to winter in a couple of days, but I think it's a welcome respite.
The portions of Mount Tamalpais received 5 inches of rainfall, but the real whopper was in the mountains above the town of Healdsburg in Sonoma County, which received 11 inches of rainfall. Despite that, no reports of any major flooding and damage in the North Bay, mostly because authorities say the ground was dry and is still able to soak up a lot of that water. Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Jeffrey, before you go, were the communities better prepared this time around?
They were, because the rains came later than they might have, so they had all of October and a big part of November to clear out the gutters and get ready. And of course, many of the cities had crews out over the weekend prepared to clean up any mess should it occur.
Well, they must feel like the chosen ones, right? They've got to deal with flooding, fires, and their electricity going out.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All right. Jeffrey Schaub reporting. Thanks very much. Online shopping is once again expected to reach new records today for Cyber Monday, the biggest online shopping day of the year. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Tracy, Amazon is gearing up for the sales event at their regional distribution centers.
Step inside an Amazon fulfillment center, and the first thing you'll see are hundreds of yellow bins full of products zipping around the warehouse on conveyor belts like honeybees in a high-tech hive. How big is this place?
It's pretty big. This facility is 1 million square feet, which is the size of about 28 football fields.
Amazon spokesperson Molly Wade says over 4,000 employees are picking, packing, and shipping out a lot of the stuff you buy online. And while this is a tightly controlled operation, she admits there are some things out of their control this holiday season, like the rain.
Our entire delivery logistics network is geared up and ready to go in the event of course, weather this time of year or other interruptions. So we're ready to rumble when Cyber Monday comes around.
According to Adobe Analytics, Cyber Monday sales are expected to top $9.4 billion this year, more than Black Friday. At Amazon's Fulfillment Center in Tracy, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Authorities say they have found the body of a man who's been missing since Thanksgiving in a frozen lake. The El Dorado County Sheriff's Office says deputies found the body of 39-year-old David Schmidt Saturday in Lake Barron. They used a remotely operated vehicle to search the lake, and no foul play is suspected. The office says it received a report that Schmidt had gone missing on Thursday and that he likely fell through the ice while walking his three dogs. Officials say the dogs were taken to a vet for treatment. During an abandoned auto enforcement operation yesterday, Vallejo police didn't discover many abandoned cars, but found plenty else to keep them busy. Officers say they were looking into 102 reports of abandoned cars in Vallejo. While 11 cars were marked to be towed if not moved within 72 hours, 25 others were impounded for other reasons. Two were recovered as stolen, seven issued parking citations. Police say 59 of the 102 reported vehicles were either legally parked or were not found at the reported locations.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.